It's January 30th. This is Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. Since I left you on Friday, we had a game that night. It looked good at the beginning. The Kraken scored first and fell behind 3-1 at the end of the first period. Seattle cut the lead to one goal late, but the Flames got it back for a two-goal cushion within 64 seconds of an eventual 5-2 final. The Kraken kept this divisional game close after a Calgary three-goal outburst in the first period staked a 3-1 lead in the first of back-to-back weekend games at Climate Pledge Arena. The Friday crowd was into it, and through the second period, they had a lot of scoring chances and a lot of things to make noise for. Three power plays in that period, but unfortunately, none of them connected. Seattle couldn't get a second puck past Flames goalie Dan Vladar, who kind of had their number this year, until the 11th minute of the third period when Eli Tolvanen scored his seventh goal for Seattle in 14 games, taking a rebound off of Oliver Bjorkstrand's shot and quick releasing it past Vladar. 64 seconds later, the Flames responded with a dagger when Noah Hanifin put his teammates back up by two goals. Now, if you remember, Hanifin was a first-round pick by Carolina when Ron Francis was there, so that one kind of stung. Coach Dave Hextall said, "We weren't very good tonight. We just had no energy, and that's top to bottom. That's all of us." And it did show. The Kraken were missing their high energy on the forecheck, resulting in a lot of easy defensive zone exits for them. They didn't have an answer for the three consecutive goals from the Flames. Hextall wasn't convinced. The third Flames goal of the opening period, scored with 4.5 seconds remaining, was the backbreaker. "Pick any one of their goals," said Hextall. "We had great momentum after going up one goal early in the first period, and we gave one up right back. That's a complete momentum changer. We've just had one foot in, one foot out on a lot of plays." "We're lucky we have a game immediately following," said Tolvanen, whose goal made it 3-2 with 9 minutes left. He said, "It's time to flush this one away." The win left Calgary with 57 points at their All-Star break, while the Kraken were sitting at 61 going into Saturday's matchup with Columbus. Going into Saturday, the LA Kings are in first place with 62 points after their win on Friday. Vegas is at 61 after a loss to the Rangers. This is going to be a close race all year. These three teams have games left against each other, but the Kraken have four games in hand on LA and three on Vegas. That three-goal Calgary first period ultimately held up for a 5-2 final due to a late empty netter. Vladar, who was acquired in a trade with Boston for a 2022 third-round draft choice, won the second game against the Kraken this season. He's now 2-1 against them. Calgary now has 57 points at the All-Star break, and they're competing for a spot. The Kraken have 61 with one game coming. The second period started with one main thought for the Kraken players and coaches. Score the next goal. Don't let Calgary take a three-goal lead. Well, Martin Jones did his part. He stopped 12 more shots on goal in the first 16 minutes of the second period, and the Kraken penalty killers turned in another spotless 2 minutes to keep the two-goal margin. Later in the period, a pair of penalties on the Flames created a great opportunity to catch up on the score. The first of two power plays generated five shots on target against goalie Dan Vladar, who stopped them all, including four legitimate near misses in the I can't believe that didn't go in category. Vladar was 9-0-3 in his last 12 starts coming into Friday night, and it showed. The second Seattle power play fizzled away with no shots on goal. Another Kraken power play presented itself with 12 minutes left in the game. This time it appeared Seattle finally broke through on the man advantage when Alec Wenberg grabbed a loose puck in front of the Flames' net and ripped it past Vladar. Calgary successfully challenged for goaltender interference, so the Kraken were back to a 3-1 deficit and returned to a power play. The fourth line of Morgan Geeky centering Daniel Sprong and John Hayden, back for his second Kraken game this week, were a high-octane offensive unit, with both Geeky and Sprong getting good looks. At one point, Hayden was in front of the net, calling for the puck. The veteran Hayden's opportunity came on the line's second shift of the first period. Taking a pass from Sprong, Will Borgen put a puck on the net, as he has been doing all season long. He shot from the point. Hayden was on the route to serve as a screener and ended up tipping the puck past Vladar. Hayden, who signed a two-way AHL-NHL contract this summer, has been a positive-minded leader and goal scorer for the league-leading AHL affiliate Coachella Valley. In his Kraken debut last Saturday against Colorado, Hayden had two stellar scoring chances, one which everyone was shocked didn't go in. Just from his demeanor calling for the puck, it was clear Hayden was out to produce. Calgary, which lost 5-1 to Chicago at home on Thursday, proved undeterred after Hayden's goal, probably because coach Daryl Sutter was not pleased with his squad's effort against Chicago the previous night. The Flames responded with three straight goals, the first one just under 2 minutes after Seattle opened the scoring, qualifying as a response goal. Forward Tyler Toffoli lifted a saucer pass to Elias Lindholm, who scored on a perfectly timed tip of the puck past Martin Jones. Toffoli put his Flames ahead with his 18th goal of the season and third in three games against the Kraken, with 4.5 seconds left in the period. Nikita Zadorov hammered in a third goal for the visitors, with Lindholm getting the primary assist. It did feel like a dagger at the time. Jones faced 16 shots on goal in the first period, including 7 grade A scoring chances. Let's take a look at the numbers. In a final score of 5-2, Calgary outshot Seattle 38-31. Their shot quality was 3.4, where Seattle's was 1.6, so it's more than double. On 5-by-5 offense, offensive possession time was 4 minutes 39 seconds to Calgary to 3:17 for Seattle. Puck in the offensive end, 43% for Calgary, 34% for Seattle. Shot attempts, counting all shots, whether they hit the goal or not, 49 for Calgary, 41 for Seattle. On defense, entry zone denial, 50% for Calgary, 39 for Seattle, and that is low. Zone exits were fairly even, 76% for Calgary, 72 for Seattle. Seattle did have more blocked passes in the defensive zone, 13% to 9%. Neither team scored on the power play. Calgary was 0 for 2. Seattle 0 for 5. Goaltending numbers. Vladar faced 31 shots and saved 29. Martin Jones faced 37 and stopped 33. Neither goalie was considered to have a quality start, and neither really stole the game. Back to the line changes. There was a lot of adjustment when Matty Beniers had to go out of the lineup. With him out, Ryan Donato moved up to the first line to center Jordan Eberle and Andre Burakovsky. Brandon Tanev moved to the second line in Donato's place, with Alex Wenberg and Jared McCann staying together. Forward John Hayden joined Morgan Geekie and Daniel Sprong on the fourth line. Red-hot Yanni Gord line with Oliver Bjorkstrand and Ellie Tolvanen on the wing stayed put. There was concern for a shift or two in the second period when Gord went down hard, blocking a Calgary shot, halting play as he was on the ice and went straight to the locker room with the trainer. But everyone relaxed when Gord reappeared to join a second-period penalty kill. Ryan Donato filling in on the first line is no surprise. He is the Kraken Swiss Army knife. He takes any position, plays any special team, anywhere, and anytime he's needed. And he is a must-have on the roster. That just about covers Friday night's game. I'll be back tomorrow to take a look at Saturday night's and have any news and notes. Thank you for listening to Full Press Kraken. I'm Rich Anselmo. Have a great day, everyone.